Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 174. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I'm talking about the art event that's happening today. As this episode comes out, is the day of the group art show at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert. Of course, I'm recording this a week before that event, so I can't actually comment on it. But I will be talking about that more in depth and recapping it next week. Next week's episode. I'm also talking about some upgrades I'm making for live events as the season is changing, the weather is changing, and more events are going to be happening out in my area, the Coachella Valley. I'm starting to prepare, doing some upgrades for those events. I'm also going to be talking about a couple UGC updates, user-generated content updates. I'm also talking about things I'm just upgrading in my life, things that I'm working on, planning on changing in my life to make my life better going forward, planning for events in the future kinds of things, you know, being an adult, some adulting that I'm doing. And as always, at the end of this episode, as I do at the end of every episode, is talk about and share something I am thankful for. So this week, as this episode comes out, is the group art show at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert, California. If you are listening and or watching to this episode, and it is Saturday, August 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., come on by and say hi. Check out all the amazing artwork that's going to be there. Something close to like 20 different artists have submitted work for this group show. I will be there, along with my artwork, along with other artists. So come by, say hi, check it out, buy some artwork. I'm excited to see all the other artists, see all the other art that is being there, that will be there. If you want details on that event, go to inspireddisorder.com/events. And I will recap the entire event next week. I will talk about that. Also, things I have planning coming up for Inspired Disorder. I want to put a mailing list together. This has been something that I've wanted to do for years now, and I've mildly taken steps here and there, and I want to do at least like a monthly newsletter for anybody that wants to subscribe. You can go to my website, inspireddisorder.com, and you could sign up for the newsletter there on the bottom of the page. Scroll down. But it'll just be updates on basically similar things that I talk about on this show, but it will be in a newsletter form that I will probably put out every month. You know, events that you can come and see and support me, things that are happening, new products that I'm releasing, new artwork that I'm releasing, new things that I have, new projects that I'm working on, all of those sorts of things. So I plan on putting together and releasing regularly a mailing list. I also purchased a book, which I don't have near me, that I saw promoted from other business owners on TikTok, a book called Profit First. And it's a book about how to structure the finances for your business to make it a machine that generates money instead of a machine that eats up your money. So I have not started to read it. It is not a very big book. And it is from an author that has done other books on businesses in the past. So I'm hoping it will help me structure my business in a way that will help me understand how to structure everything and do everything. So I'm looking forward to that. As far as my artwork, like I said, art show is today. I decided which painting I wanted to choose. I pretty much had an idea. Pretty much knew which one, but I wasn't sure. I was like, yeah, there's a lot of potential. And it's hard because the work that I do that gets the most attention isn't always the work that I think will get the most attention. So I put out a couple polls online, different social media polls, asking people which one I should choose. I narrowed it down to two and kind of put it out there. There's a lot of them that I could have submitted, but the one that everybody unanimously voted for, and I even asked people in person that were around to choose. They all chose, so it was a landslide win for the painting that is going to be represented at the group art show, which is a painting, if you follow me on social media, you have seen. It is one of the 21 18 by 24 paintings that I've completed in the past month, and I got a frame. The backup frame that showed up was what I wanted, so I got it all framed up, and I took it down to the Flat Black Gallery and got to look around, got to see the artwork that one of my buddies, the colorblind artist, Ty, he had a solo show, and I finally got to see his work. He is a great surrealist artist and also colorblind as well. It's the first show I did at the 111 Night Market last year. I think, was it last year or the beginning of this year? I don't remember when I started doing that, but he was another artist that was at that same event, and he was right across the way from where I was set up. And it's cool. I had seen his social media a couple times before that show, so I was aware of this other artist in the valley who goes by the colorblind artist. So, which I am also colorblind, but it's not something that I necessarily use as branding like he does. But I'm very proud of cool to see the work that he did, his solo show. I hope it was successful for him. I'm glad I got to see his work up on the walls. It's always cool to see artwork up on walls, displayed for people to see at the Flat Black Gallery, which is a cool space. It's a gallery. It's an art supply shop. Next door is a tattoo shop. They got a kava bar there. It's a cool space. I'm looking forward to going and hanging out and meeting everybody. The guy Pete, who runs everything, is a cool dude, and I'm very excited for all of that's I'm doing right now as you're watching and or listening to this. And one of the other artists that is participating in this group art show is a tattoo artist, and I hit her up to get a quote for a tattoo. I haven't gotten any new ink for probably a decade. It's been my last tattoo, I think, was this one on my arm. And I've wanted to get more ink forever, and just, of course, not having money. Now I have a little bit of money, so contacted her. I want to get a portrait of my dog Izzy, probably on my shoulder. I might get it on my forearm. I'm not entirely sure. One of those two places. I would like to fill up my arm. But I have my tattoo on this shoulder is kind of a in memoriam tattoo. And since Izzy is an old lady, I hope she doesn't go anytime soon. But I want to get her on my shoulder to always remember her. And I have a picture already picked out. So I'm looking forward to getting the tattoo and meeting this artist and getting the ink and all that stuff. So that will hopefully be happening within the next month or so. Also applying for upcoming shows. The 111 Night Market is back. They are in conjunction with a event that is more cannabis related. And instead of being located off of 111 at the Palm Desert Mall, it is going to be relocated to Desert Hot Springs, which is farther away, but it's the area where a lot of cannabis industries are building giant warehouses and grow farms and things like that. So I signed up for that one. That will be at the end of September. I think September 30th, if I believe. It's going to be a Saturday. From 5 to 11, so it goes a little bit later. The only thing I'm worried about with that one is the wind issue. Desert Hot Springs is a little bit higher up, definitely more of in the pass. If it gets windy, it gets really crazy there, so I'm hoping that it's not going to be windy. But other than that, I'm excited to go and just see the venue, as well as test out my new power bank that I got. I got a power station to power my TV and my lights. I tested it out yesterday. Day before, I charged it up, made sure it was 100%, and then I plugged in my TV that I use that plays a loop video that shows my painting videos and my podcast and stuff that you can sign up for my Patreon and all that kind of stuff that I use that does a good job at bringing people into my tent to look at my work. People are addicted to TV, and when they see a TV, they can't help but not look at it, and they can see my painting videos. They know that painting videos exist. They can watch the making of the paintings that I'm surrounded by in my tent. And my test, I only did it for like 6 or 7 hours, and it barely got to 50%. So it's going to be, it's like a 1,000-watt-hour power bank that I got. So I don't have to worry about events providing power, which some do. Usually just are turned on at night for people to run their lights. But there are shows and events that I do that are during the day, so they don't have power available because nobody needs power to run any lights. However, I would like to play my TV looped video. So this is something that I've been looking forward to getting and finally got it. And I'm excited. I was able to find a brand that had the 1,000-watt-hour power station for like half of what I was planning on spending. So it worked out perfectly. So I'm excited to use that at the upcoming 111 Night Market. Hopefully I get accepted for that, which will be at the end of September. And then also the Love Local event is coming back, and that is going to be in November, so not October, as I thought. It's going to be a little bit later. But looking forward to getting back to that one. That one's a morning event that is at Southwest Church in Indian Wells. And because it will be the season when people are in town, there should be a lot of people going. The weather will be better. And I'm hoping that I will have not only all of the new art that I've been creating, but also want to offer prints and stickers and things at a lower price point that can hopefully just bring in some other money that's not just original artwork. So looking forward to all of that stuff. And the reason why I got the power station, not only for those two events, but there's a third event that I applied to that I don't think I'm going to do because it's just out of my price range and requires a lot of other things that need to get done. But they were going to charge me over $200 to have power for, it's a 2-day event, and the event is like 8 hours long or whatever. But I was like, for that amount, that's like half of what I spent for this power station. So I just bought the power station like this. And then I almost never have to worry about it. And also just it's self-contained. I like being self-contained. I like not having to rely on other people or other things to provide things when I'm doing these shows. I like to be able to do everything myself. So it's one more thing that I'm able to do myself. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to offer prints and stickers. I'm also thinking, I'm deciding whether I should order a printer so I can print my own prints instead of ordering them from somebody else so that I can just print on demand. Maybe even print them at the show. I don't know if I'll do that, just because I would hate to break my printer, because it will be a nice printer to print. I know there's a Canon printer that's supposed to be really good for prints. So I'm excited to do that. And I don't know about stickers. Like, I reached out to a local company that makes stickers. Haven't heard anything back, but would love to go with a local business, if not do it myself. So I'm excited to be offering new products, hopefully, doing these shows coming up here. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about attention all Ray Taylor show fans. We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. Also, new signage. I got like this A-frame, these like poster holds like these 18 by 24 posters that I'll put out in front of my tent to hopefully let people know what I'm selling, original ink paintings by me. I also got these stickers, these NFC stickers that allow you to put your phone next to it and my information will show up. I'm going to test it out initially at this art show. So if you go on the sign that has the information for my artwork, if you put your phone next to it, it will show up with a link and you can watch the making of video, and as well as have links to follow me on all the social media. So I'm looking to test out these NFC stickers as well. I always love being able to implement technology into my stuff and finding a way to have people see making of videos of all of this artwork, because part of the artwork is the making of process and the videos that I make that document that. So I don't know. So I'm excited for all of those things. Also thinking about getting a banner. There's a TikTok business that I found that makes vinyl banners, and I'd like to get a banner through them. So looking to get some signage for these shows to better represent and to inform and communicate to the people what I am there doing and selling, because I've heard everything from tattoo designs to t-shirt designs to are these watercolors. Like, I've gotten all kinds of different things, and I'd like to try and communicate what I'm doing and what I'm selling without me having to actually say anything, without people even having, just knowing when they show up what I'm there for. So all that stuff I'm excited for. As far as the UGC stuff, because I have so many other things going on, I've kind of tried to step back. I canceled one UGC gig, which I was kind of bummed at, but like, it was just, I have been so distracted with things being shipped and coming in and then having to set them up. Like, I got a new bed and new furniture and a new, like, all these different things that I'm trying to implement into my life. Upgrades for got a new camera up and running for live streaming, trying to figure out how to upgrade the situation with this show. So I've kind of put a lot of the UGC stuff on the back burner, which, for those that don't know, it's user-generated content. Basically, brands will hire me to make unboxing videos, product reviews, take pictures with their product through a company called Join Brand. So if you think something that you might want to sign up and do yourself to make some extra money, go through my link. Go to inspireddisorder.com/UGC. It has all of the work that I've done so far. I haven't updated it yet, but I should be updating that soon. But it also has a link, which if you sign up through Join Brands and after you do your first job, we both get a little bit of extra money. So sign up there. But aside from the one that I canceled, I have two that I have to do because they sent me the products, which is a nice thing. A lot of the times you buy the product and they reimburse you when you complete the project. Sometimes they will just send you the product, which is the case for the two products I'm doing. One is a dandruff shampoo, a medicated dandruff shampoo, which I am somebody that has dealt with dandruff my whole life. I have, my skin flakes off in a very, it overreacts and inflames and all of this stuff. So I'm excited to try that. And it came with like this scrubber thing. So that I'm excited to do and use, and hopefully it works. This other one is amazing, and this is a brand that hired me to do a product review, and I gotta say, this is amazing stuff. It's Morning Man Greens, Now, how real men start their day, right? And you get a bag of this, and it's a little supplement. You take a scoop, and you put it in your water, and it elevates your greatness with just a single scoop. I have to say, I've tried a lot of these products before, right? Products that have all of the green vegetable probiotics, spirulina, all of the greenness, something that's supposed to wake you up and give you all the vitamins and nutrients that you could ever want. I've tried a lot of them. And most of them have very similar negatives to them. They taste like you are drinking the juice from a lawnmower. Like, when you drink it, you know you're drinking a lot of vegetables. It is not the most pleasing taste, but it's something that you can convince yourself you're drinking something that's good for you. The other aspect is the texture, where it's very granular. No matter how much you mix it, stir it, let it soak, whatever it is, when you drink it, you will have the after texture of, like, sediment in your mouth. This stuff right here, the Morning Man Greens, not only does it have an amazing flavor, it is so sweet and so, like, delicious, like it's a delicious juice, but the texture of this is smooth. It is amazing how it just tastes like you're drinking a fruit juice drink. But it's got all kinds of minerals. It has 70 plus vitamins and superfoods in it. And it's marketed towards men, right? Just a single scoop. Morning Man's Greens can help men get their young brute energy back in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And they've got all kinds of, it's got one, the caffeine, probiotics, enzymes, greens, and 95 milligrams of clean caffeine guarantees a smooth morning delivery. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your morning poops. This thing kickstarts your intestines to make sure that the first thing you do when you wake up after taking a few gulps of this delicious juice is that you perform some healthy bowel movements. It tastes effing amazing. I can 100%. I've never tasted a veggie drink mix that tastes as good as this. And it's not just the taste. It is the texture. There's no granular nonsense that happens. This is for men by men, right? Provides energy, stamina, and strength. It's great. It's got so many. Let me read some of the stuff that's in here. Let's see. Spirulina, alfalfa powder, organic barley, organic wheatgrass, green tea extract, green coffee extract, chlorella powder, inulin, it's a probiotic. A corolla fruit juice. Apple powder, broccoli flower powder, mango fruit powder, pineapple fruit concentrate, bilberry fruit extract, beetroot powder, carrot root powder, spinach leaf powder, cocoa bean, grape seed. So much. And that's just like, there's so many other things. The herbs and extracts. It's got pea protein, citrus bioflavonoids, artichoke leaf extract, citric acid, rhodiola, bunch of other things I can't pronounce. Rosemary leaf, milk thistle, ashwagandha, holy basil leaf, hawthorn berry extract, reishi mushroom powder, shiitake mushroom powder, monk fruit extract. This thing's got so much stuff. That's only a fraction of what is in here. And all you do, put one scoop in your drink, mix it up, right? I put it in my bottle, mix it up. That's what it looks like. And it's absolutely delicious. I'm going to drink some right now. It's so good. Like, I'm telling you, every time I've tried a green drink mix, the taste, I can get over. I can get over the taste, whatever. I can convince myself I'm doing good things for my body. But the texture, that granular texture, when I drank this, not only did the taste surprise me, but the fact that there's no, I don't feel like I just like poured gravel in my mouth. It's so amazing. And it wakes you up. It's got caffeine in it, but it's also a bunch of the vegetables. And it's like I used to drink coffee. I used to drink cold brew coffee, and coffee would give me jitters. It would give me anxiety. And I stopped. I switched to drinking tea. Drinking this gives me that clean, awake feeling without the jitteriness, without the anxiety. Just like it makes me feel like I was a kid waking up refreshed and energized for the next day. When I was a kid, I would wake up way earlier than everybody else, and I pissed off all of my friends' parents because I would wake up at like 5 or 6 in the morning, and I would be full of energy. This, drinking this, makes me feel like I'm, you know, 10 years old again, pissing off my friends' parents because I woke up way too early and nobody else is awake yet. I love it. I've been drinking it every morning all week, and it's like the best way to start my day. It tastes, it's so refreshing to drink. It's so good. And you just drink one scoop in the morning and you're done. You could drink more. I've done more. But you get 1 month in this pouch, a month's worth of product. Put it in your refrigerator after you open it. It lasts for 90 days, so if you don't drink it all in 1 month. And you can order them in bulk, too. You can order up to 6 months in bulk if you want. I love it. It's like, I, out of all of the products that I've tried that are in this category, it is by far my favorite. And that is exactly what you would do. I just got paid, right? I did a review of the product, talked about it, showed it, and that's, I'm going to edit that, and I'm going to send it to the company, and I just got paid. That's what you do. That's if you want to sign up to do UGC stuff, that's all you, that's, I mean, if they want a product review, that's kind of what you do. It's easy, and I got a free product. I love the product, too. It's pretty great. I also got hit up by a company that makes gun holsters. It's like, I've never declined work faster. Like, not only am I not a gun guy, the last thing I would want to do, like if a company wanted me to promote a child's toy, like, I don't have kids, but I'll figure something out to do the job. But I am so not a gun guy and have no desire to promote anything affiliated with guns that, I've never turned down a job more effortlessly than when this gun holster manufacturer hit me up. So anyway, I love not only being able to do the UGC stuff for some extra money, but it's nice when I can do it while I'm recording this show. Dual purpose. Two birds, one stone. That's what that was. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts, discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. On a personal level, like I said, I've been so distracted waiting for my mattress to show up, which it did show up. I talked about it. Showed up the day before I recorded last week. I've never slept so good. It is amazing waking up without any pain. I love it. It's way thicker than I thought it would be. So, like, I sit. So I have to, like, climb up into my bed now, which is crazy, but it's so comfortable. Other things that I'm trying to do in addition to sleeping better, being comfortable while I'm watching movies in my recliner, also trying to improve my credit score and dealing with some old debts. I've been seeing this commercial for Chime on streaming services that I have ads on, and it shows up all the time. And it's one of those services that you can help build your credit, and they have other features where you can, like, monitor your credit, and they give you tips for how to, like, improve. So I am on a mission to improve my credit, which is not good right now because of these debts. Also wanted to see how to get rid of these debts and deal with all that stuff. So those are some other things I am trying to tackle in my personal life to get things back on track. Overall, my mental health has been pretty good, aside from all of the things going on, waiting for packages to be delivered, trying to figure out how I'm going to use and upgrade these things. I finally used my new camera to stream my live painting last week, and it worked great. However, I need to pay Canon to upgrade my service so I can stream in high def, at least 1080p instead of 720. So I will probably be doing that, because even though the camera is much better, the video that's recorded or that's streamed is only 720p. So it's not as clear as I want it to be. But all of that stuff, everything is pretty good. I'm getting kind of back on track. Barely got my stuff done this week, but I feel like I'm finally kind of getting things back on track as art shows and things like that are starting to come back into my life. I need to kind of get back on the ball with getting everything done in time. So it's been a lot going on. It's been kind of hectic, but my mental health has been pretty okay. Haven't really been one way or the other. Pretty just pretty normal, which is good. But as I like to do at the end of every episode of Ray's Days, I want to highlight something that I am thankful for. And this week, I am thankful for my new recliner. It's, you know, sometimes it's the simple things. I would say this is a simple thing. It's not like I got some luxury recliner. It is like the lowest price you can pay for, like, an overstuffed recliner that also has massage capability and heated capability. But the fact that I have a recliner again and I can comfortably relax and watch all of these movies and TV shows that I watched to review for the show, it is amazing how being comfortable can help everything. It's so nice. The massage feature, obviously it's not like multiple thousands of dollars worth of massage chair. Like, it's not something like that. It's these little things that vibrate, and they vibrate at two different intensities, and they can turn on and off in different locations. But even just that vibrating is relaxing. It is very relaxing, especially, you know, having to put all these things together, I'm like bent over, my posture is not good, so I'm having a lot of back pain. It is so nice to, at the end of the day, put on a movie like Asteroid City that I'm going to review, lay down, sit down in my recliner, put on the massage function, and just enjoy watching a Wes Anderson film while my body is being numbified by this recliner. It's nice. I also like that it rocks, it swivels, so the movement on it's great, because sometimes I like to be moving. You will see me on this show rocking sometimes, mostly because the stool that I sit on is really painful after recording for hours, which sometimes the total recording time is many, many hours. My tailbone gets sore, my butt gets sore. So you will see me rocking, but I enjoy kind of sometimes just having that ability to move. I really enjoy it. It's, man, for what I paid, it is like the low end price range for recliners. But as far as the features and it's a chair that's marketed to pregnant women and elderly, right? That's kind of the key, right? I am neither of those, but I will enjoy the comfort that's being marketed to those two categories of people. But yeah, I really enjoy it. I haven't fallen asleep in it yet, which that is one thing. Going to movie theaters that have recliners in them, every time I have gone to a movie theater that has a recliner in it, I have almost fallen asleep or absolutely fallen asleep, which is not something you want to do when you're spending, you know, movie theater prices for tickets and concessions, but haven't fallen asleep in it at home, and don't really care if I would, because it will be very comfortable and I can just crawl into my bed from there, which is very high up and takes up a lot of room but is very comfortable. So I am very thankful for the ability I've been given to afford buying these minor comforts in my life to make life just a little bit more comfortable, right? It's sometimes just making the thing you do a lot of a little bit more comfortable can make all the difference. So I'm very thankful for all of that. And again, of course, the group show is going on today, but upcoming events, possibly the end of September, there will be an event, and mid-November will be another event. When I do get confirmation on both of those, I will have all of the information, as I do on all of my upcoming live and local events, over at inspireddisorder.com/events. That is where I put all of my scheduled live things, so you can check it out, stay up to date, support me, and also don't forget to sign up for my newsletter, which I will be doing hopefully soon. If not this month, definitely by the end of the year. I'm gonna do it. That is a goal that I'm gonna do. But regardless, I'm very thankful for you showing up to check out this podcast, and for the opportunity for me to connect with all of you through this podcast, and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thanks for tuning in. Definitely check out the Morning Man Greens. I really do love this product. I'm very happy that they contacted me. I'm happy that they are paying me to promote it. They didn't pay me to put it on this podcast. I just figured I'd knock out the product review while recording this podcast, since I talk about UGC stuff. Maybe I'll do more of that. Give you guys a behind the scenes of how it's all done. But thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for more episodes of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.